fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
The sign on Corwin's booth says, "Questions answered." Behind it, Corwin straightens a display of books with titles like Armed Response, Thank God I Had a Gun, and After You Shoot, Your Gun's Hot, The Perp's Not, Now What? His own step-by-step guide to protecting yourself after you've shot and killed a home intruder, would-be terrorist, or other crook. To his left, there's a pile of pamphlets about the Bill of Rights. To his right, a bulk-size roll of red heart-shaped stickers printed with his personal slogan, Guns Save Lives. Any of you who have ever met Alan Corwin at any venue across the country have had one plastered on your lapel. If you're female, you've gotten a couple of them. Corwin, owner of the United States' largest publisher and distributor of gun law literature, has written 10 books on firearm code and commissioned or consulted on at least 8 others. At 65, he's still a lilting. He has a lilting walk and a thin face that is, at first impression, gruff behind wire-rimmed spectacles and a well-trimmed silver beard. He has a fair complexion to match his once-upon-a-time red hair, and his face flushes very bright when he gets upset. His blue-gray eyes, accented by bushy brows, are expressive and lightning quick, shifting from miffed to mirthful, congenial to cagey. Alan Corwin experience on Armed American Radio begins right now. Alan Corwin, welcome to the show.
That was quite an intro, Mark. No wait, no soliloquy. Jump right in with the meat. I like it.
I have to. Our time with you is so limited and so valuable, and we need every moment of it. Alan Corwin, this is a, what I was quoting and paraphrasing and having fun with is from the Phoenix New Times cover story, magazine story, titled Gunslinger. Alan Corwin has made a career pushing unbridled gun rights, but critics say he doesn't shoot straight. Alan, let me read you a quote from one of those critics, and then I want to just turn it over to you. In this piece, we have a firearm, we have an attorney. Let me put it that way. And he says, "I would hate for people to go to him," referring to you, "thinking they're going to be educated about smart gun laws," says Allison Anderman, a staff attorney at the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. We know that's a leftist-leaning organization. What he's doing is advocacy. He may want it to be true that guns improve public safety, but there are no credible studies that show this is the case. You want to handle that?
Well, it's funny that you should pick that out, because Elizabeth Stewart, who wrote this story, I'm the subject of a cover story in the Alternative Weekly in Phoenix this week. I don't know this person. The writer went to her to get some kind of input. I have no idea if she's familiar with my work, and her comment has nothing to do with my work. I take the gun laws. I describe them in plain English. You don't come to me for the kind of education she's describing. You come to me because you live in Arizona or you live in Texas. You want to know what the gun laws are. I publish that book. I follow the gun laws. I describe them in plain English. It's a formula. It works. If you own a gun, you ought to know the laws. What is she talking about? It doesn't even make sense. She calls me names. That's what the left does. Right. We should go to her to find out what the gun laws are. You think she's going to tell you?
No, Alan, actually, and I like your response to that. Here's why. The reason I picked that quote right off the cuff, really, was because this is a person, as the left tends to throw at all of us, are people who don't know us. They don't. She does not know who you are. She doesn't know what you do. She's probably never read your books. The fact is, she knows who you are and doesn't like what you stand for. That's because it flies in the face of her agenda. Therefore, she chose you because she was asked about you to give that line. Now, she would have used that line probably about anybody. But, you know, the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, what do you know about them? Anything?
Very little. And in fact, it's on my list of things to do to call those folks and ask them, do you know me? What's this about? Can we maybe find some middle ground? I want gun owners educated so they're more knowledgeable, so they wield their firearms safely and properly and legally. And if there's criminals, they shoot them the right way. And if there's not criminals, they hold their fire and do the right thing. Isn't that what gun safety is about? And speak to these people. But that's not the way it works. And so the listeners know, New Times, which is an alternative weekly, you can go to my website, gunlaws.com, and in the upper right corner, there's a link to this article. It's a 5,000-word piece with pictures of me when I was four, pictures of me when I got married, the book shoot where we shot holes in the Arizona Gun Owner's Guide, and the author was there. Elizabeth was there shooting with us, although she doesn't mention that, but she was there. In fact, her first ever shooting experience was with us, and she did very well.
Did she like it? Did she like it? Did she have fun?
She had fun. She smiled. She learned a lot. She got the safety rules. She had a wonderful time. And at the end, all of us shot at one target. We put up a five bullseye target, and I had a reasonably tight group, although I didn't want to shoot. It was surprising. I said, nah, I really don't want to. Do we have to? I couldn't believe it. I was sort of ducking out. Jeff Knox, who was there, a lot of people know Jeff, the Firearms Coalition, he said, yeah, I've never missed a chance to shoot. He was eager. I was a little reluctant, and she ran that. And she outshot us all. She had the tightest group. It was great. We should have saved that target. I left it behind. I don't know. Where am I going to put another target? But you can, go to gunlaws.com in the upper right corner, click the New Times link, and see the story. It's really fascinating. I was afraid they would lie, cheat, deceive, invent stuff, which New Times was famous for doing, especially on guns, which they don't like. But new ownership, new editor, Michael Lacey, who used to do those sort of things, is no longer there. Mm-hmm. And the story was reasonably fair. There were a handful of grotesque mistakes, some of them obvious, not so bad. Bloomfield Road, it says Bloomfield Drive. They misspelled some names. They said, I met my wife in Brooklyn where we lived. Right. We never lived in Brooklyn. Okay, so they made some mistakes. They also got some things grossly wrong. And I have a list, which I was working on right up until airtime mark, of error corrections. What can I tell you? This is what I do. But by and large, it's pretty good. It's got a lefty kind of slant, but
it does. It does. Listen, it came from when I first saw the piece. I was, let me say, first of all, I know you. Let me preface my comments with that. I know you, and I knew what to expect. I would be able to tell what was wrong and what was right with this because I know you. So I had a little bit of an advantage going in. But I want to say this. I have to say, I've read this probably a half a dozen times, and I have to say that I was pleasantly surprised. It's a great read. Here's why. This stands out. Already, Arizona is one of the most gun-loving states in the nation. In its annual ranking, Guns and Ammo magazine named Arizona the number one state for gun owners because it doesn't require citizens to get permits to carry guns and has strong stand-your-ground self-defense laws. Now, take a listen very carefully to the wording of the next sentence. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Violence, a national nonprofit that seeks to reduce shooting deaths through gun control, also, she nailed the Brady Campaign and did not leave out what the Brady Campaign is, which you normally see when something when someone swings at the, you know, at you from the left. But this accurately described the Brady Campaign, and from that point forward, I said, "Hey, I'm going to give her a fair shot," and I think I did.
It's true, but that characterization is bad and went down as one of the corrections that I wrote up. Because she makes I'll read back to you, okay? The characterization of why Arizona was ranked number one in the country by Guns and Ammo magazine for 2 years running is inaccurate and does the public a disservice, typical of a media perspective. It's not because we don't require permits and have strong stand-your-ground laws. That makes us sound like wild-eyed yahoos running around shooting people. to the ignorant and the ill-informed. We're number one for the greatest degree of freedom, exhibiting the greatest respect for the civil and human right to keep and bear arms, and a legal infrastructure reflecting this. Strong burdens of proof, justification statutes, presumption of innocence, defense against frivolous lawsuits, training facilities, etc. Being number one is good.
It is good, and that's perfect timing. We're going to end this segment right there. When we come back, Alan Corwin talks more about his piece in the Phoenix New Times, and I'll ask him some questions about some current events. The Alan Corwin Experience. Enjoy this hour. We'll be right back.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Come on. This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
That's right, that is teachuscca.com, and you can find out all of the cool new promotions that the USCCA has working in conjunction with us, with me, right here at Armed American Radio. It's real simple to do. Just visit USCCA on air, USCCA on AIR. And if you make a mistake and you type it in, USCCA on AAR, it'll take you right to the same site. Funny how we figured that out. Head over to USCCA on air and check out all the great promotions going on at the United States Concealed Carry Association. If you carry a gun, if you're even considering it, and you're not a member, ask yourself why. I have my copy brand new. Just came out a couple days ago, actually. I got it in the mail. Concealed Carry Magazine. I've been writing for it for about 11 years. And my guest, Alan Corwin, who joins me now for the Alan Corwin Experience, the continuation of it this hour, is also a writer for Concealed Carry Magazine. So all that wit and wisdom that you hear coming from him now translates to great columns in Concealed Carry Magazine. Alan, in this piece, the author went in a lot of different directions, and she went into the high-capacity magazines, as we would expect them to do from the left. And she quotes you as saying, "We trust teachers with our children. Certainly they should be qualified to have guns." Corwin, who along with ultra-conservative State Senator Karen Johnson pushed through a law creating a high school gun safety elective in 2005, also argues that teaching kids to shoot is as essential as sex education. If you stick your head in the sand, you're not giving your offspring the tools they need to survive, he wrote in a blog post at gunlaws.com. You may wish that guns and sexuality would just go away, but they won't. Comments?
We are so lucky that she ran this sort of thing. You know, when she asked me for this interview, she was surprised I accepted it because of New Times' reputation. Your listeners know how bad the news media can be on anything gun-related. They distort, they lie, they deceive, and this publication in particular was very bad at that. Now, I got to hand it to Elizabeth Stewart on this subject and to her editors. They didn't do that. She brought out points that are important for the public to see, and the readers of this publication are seeing things they don't otherwise get to see. Sex education, there are people who don't want that taught in school because if you don't see it, you won't know it, but the kids know it. And we have the same problem with firearms. You can't even point your finger without getting expelled. How are you supposed to teach history if you can't mention firearm? That blockade has to be lifted. We have to penetrate it. We have to get around it. And Karen Johnson, they call her an ultra-conservative. She's a middle-of-the-road, normal American who says the Constitution has 10% of the Bill of Rights dedicated to this. How about if we teach the kids? This makes her an ultra-conservative? No, it makes the left lunatics, and it makes Karen somebody who's a voice of reason. And we introduced the bill so students could learn how to shoot and gun safety. One out of two homes has a firearm, and this article brings it up. I'm proud to be a part of it. Now, this young reporter had never fired a gun, never been to a gun show, and this may sound weird, but it's a good thing she learned it from somebody like me. She could have learned it from a Bubba. She could have learned it from somebody who didn't understand the fine points of gun rights and gun law and why guns are emblematic of freedom. And she is now somebody who, as her career develops, will have a better understanding of these things. I helped her with the language of it. The headline, I recognized right away, this headline was not written by her. This was written by the editors to attract attention. Gunslinger, a career of pushing. Critics say he doesn't shoot straight. This is hyperbole and yellow journalism to attract attention. And when I wrote to her and said there's a couple of mistakes, we have to correct a few things, which she was very willing to do, I said, I can tell you didn't write the headlines and they just did this. And she said, you're right. And it was like, how do you know? I've been doing this for a long time. She made a real serious effort to do a good job. She made a couple of mistakes from being kind of new. She's not totally new, but she did as good a job as she could. Made a couple of errors that I did too. You got to check the spelling on names. Please never run anything that's got a name without double and triple checking it. She got the name of my street wrong. I mean, please.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me start with this. How old is she? Do you know how old she was? She in her 20s?
I'm not going to put that on the air. She's a
young reporter.
She's getting her career underway.
Okay. All right. Good. That's good to know. So, yeah, I have stood with you under that banner, the gunlaws.com banner, at the crossroads, at one of the crossroads of the West Gun Shows, fairly recently.
He was there. She ran one of the pictures. It was great. Mark, you saw it online, which, as I mentioned, you can go to gunlaws.com, and in the upper right there's a button. You can read the New Times article. But I'm going to send you a paper copy, a copy of the magazine itself. It's so different. And the cover isn't online. You can't see the cover. You just get to see the first page of the article.
Well, I tell you, she did what I expected. But she has some fairly big names in this piece. It's kind of sad that she used Ted Alcorn. Let me go through here. I want to get your comment on this about Alcorn. Let me tell you this first. To bolster his argument that guns save lives, Corwin frequently cites research from Florida State University criminologist Gary Kleck, who, using self-reported survey data, estimated that Americans wield guns in self-defense about 2.5 million times each year. Kleck's poll, she continues, never won peer review in the academic community, however, and has been debunked by a number of subsequent studies, which put the number closer to 100,000 to 370,000, says Ted Alcorn, research director for Every Town for Gun Safety, a national coalition of political and community leaders founded by former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now, Ted Alcorn, first off, I'll tell you this right up, is a liar and a coward. Ted Alcorn refuses to go on any program with John Lott. He has been invited. He has been asked multiple times, and in each of those times, he has insisted on going on after John Lott because he will not face him face-to-face to talk about these very statistics. Your comment about Ted Alcorn, and how would you reply to that?
I don't know the man personally. I thought it was interesting that she ran a statistic like that at all. 370,000 defensive gun uses a year is 1,000 times a day.
It's correct.
That's
Thank you.
Pretty good for the people who were saying guns don't do anything. 1,000 times a day, firearms stop crime. Kleck's figure, which has been peer-reviewed. Somebody sent me all the details, so that's just a flat-out lie. But it got published again. This happens all the time. And our side has numbers, their side has numbers, the numbers don't agree. And if you want to put your rights down to a cost-benefit analysis and see who's got the better numbers, I don't think that's the way to do it. Your life is not subject to cost-benefit analysis that way. But they say it's 1,000 times a day. We say it's 5,000 times a day. If it saves one life, it's worth
it. Isn't it worth it? Hold on to that thought, Alan Corwin. You're in for the rest. The rest of this hour is a good one. The Alan Corwin Experience here on Armed American Radio continues right after this. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom.
You're a 23 Mabry miss.
Yes, I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. As I'm sitting here talking with Alan Corwin of gunlaws.com, make sure to check out Alan Corwin at gunlaws.com. His blog postings that come out, or his emails that come out, the page 9 is some of the best that you'll get. It's one of those pieces that when I see it in my email box, I settle in, because I know I'm going to read it from cover to cover. It's like when I get the Concealed Carry magazine. I sit down with it, I flip open the page, and I go right through the magazine. You probably do too when you get your favorite magazines when they finally show up. But I'm the same way. And as a result, page 9 is the same thing. I go, ooh, yeah, I can sink some my teeth into this. Let me make my breakfast first, and then I'll sit down and begin going after and reading it. Alan Corwin, welcome back to the program. It's always a pleasure to have you here. That's why we name it the Alan Corwin Experience, my
friend.
And
tell me true, Mark, when you get your copy of Concealed Carry magazine from the USCCA, don't you do what I do and read your own column first?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on. Come on, admit it. I write for a couple of magazines. Don't you read your own story first?
Yeah, and interestingly, mine's the last page. It's the last thing you read going out, because it's the opinion piece of the magazine, all the information in there. And then mine is the one you either love or you hate. And yeah, I do that. I will admit that. Hey,
okay,
listen, Alan.
Okay, you admit it, and I do too. I'm on page 46 this month, and I open it, I read it, and then I go and I make breakfast too, and I do the same. I do it with the other magazines and the New Times. I haven't read the rest of the New Times yet. And like I mentioned before, if your listeners want to go to gunlaws.com, in the upper right corner, you can click that button and read it. And if you put your name on my homepage as a spot to get my emails for the page 9, I have a list of corrections. Let me tell you what the worst error was. May I?
Oh, please. Please do. That's why you're here.
She attributed to me, and I wrote it out so that I would get it right. She said that I was responsible for passing a law that eliminated training for owning a gun.
Right, right, right. I saw that.
And I hit the ceiling. I want a published correction for that. It's absurd. His fervor has been instrumental in pushing through major pro-firearm legislation in Arizona, including abolishing all training requirements for gun owners. There has never been any requirement for gun ownership except to be an honest citizen since right. We were a state in 1912. You went in and bought a gun. You've seen movies. People went in and bought a gun. They didn't have to go take training first to get off their horse and go buy a gun. It's been like that ever since, which is how it should be. It's the ownership of property. Now, you should get training. They should train kids in high school. That's what we said in the last segment. Everybody should get trained in gun safety and how guns work, whether you own a gun or not. JPFO is coming out with a Grandpa Jack booklet on how to use a gun, because everybody should know how to use a gun, whether you own one or not. So the idea that I push through legislation, and this is now in print, there's no taking it back, they're going to change the online version, but I didn't push through legislation abolishing training requirements for gun owners. You don't have to take a class to go buy a product, and you shouldn't. Now, you should get training to have a gun 100%. But the idea that government should force you to take a class before you can own a product that can save your life, that is a specifically enumerated right in the Constitution, and that you were therefore guilty of some kind of crime if you own the product because you didn't take some government-mandated class, is just the wrong way to do things in this country. It just should be unsupportable. An ignorant writer should never put that in. It's terrible. It's the worst mistake they made.
And there's something on here I want to point out before we move on to another subject, and that is I was talking earlier about Ted Alcorn. Ted Alcorn is the research director for Everytown for Gun Safety, and we read the numbers off. I want to repeat to you what he said. Kleck's poll never won peer review in an academic community, however, and has been debunked by a number of subsequent studies, which put the number closer to 100,000 to 370,000, says Ted Alcorn. Now, he's talking about, of course, defensive gun uses in the United States. In the next sentence, he says this: Alcorn calls Corwin's gun save lives argument profoundly dishonest red herring that distracts from the facts. Every day across the country, firearms are instrumental in an average of 140 emergency room visits, 32 murders, and so forth. At the low number that he provided, at 100,000, that's 273.97 defensive gun uses in this country every day, which is almost double what he claims is the average bad things that happen with guns, which, by the way, when he says murders and accidental deaths and so forth, he's discounting gang-related shootings and everything else. His numbers are all over the board. So I want to point that out, that even he debunks his own rational process and his own attempted thinking logically on this. Alan, would you comment on that before we move on?
Well, sure. If you just want to do this on math, and last segment I pointed out, you can't take your life and your rights and subject them to this kind of mathematical play. But if you just do it by the math, if you have 100 people killed and 200 people saved, can you let that policy run? Even if it was the other way around, if 100 people are saved but 200 die, can you tell 100 who are saved, you must die, because we here sitting in these offices in this town decree that you should die? You can't do that. But here you have the chief anti-rights bigot deciding 100 have died but 200 were saved by our worst comparisons. Maybe 1,000 were saved and 170 died. So we want to disarm everybody. You can't do that. He doesn't have the right or the power. and yet he doesn't. And the reporter doesn't think to do the math and compare them. See, maybe they need an olden investigative tool called a calculator and learn how to use it so they can take these numbers, and you and I, Mark, can do it in our heads, but there is a tool that allows you to do it in case you can't do that. It's just insane. And Kleck's numbers are better. They are peer-reviewed. They were done, and we sell a book called Armed that has 13 scholarly reviews of these numbers, and they show between 700,000 and 2.5 million DGUs, defensive gun uses, every year. If you go to gunlaws.com, you can get that book. It's called Armed by Kleck and Cates, and it's got 13 studies summarized. The other side doesn't want to look at them, and I don't prefer to make those arguments. Your life should be worth saving based on philosophical, historical, judicial, principled, political,
moral,
and rational arguments, not numbers that everybody can come up with.
Well, it's interesting how they try to frame that argument around numbers that don't add up when they themselves present them. And if that's what they want to do is use the mathematic figure to do that, then that number, I would think they would want that number.
They want better numbers.
That's just me.
Even the numbers they pick don't work. And if you look at Baltimore, look what's happened in Baltimore. They're yelling and screaming about the death of one guy, one black guy, whose cause of death is unknown. And there have been over 80 deaths in Baltimore, almost all of them black, by blacks, in the black part of town. They're not looking at those. They're not putting those in the news. They're not rioting over those. And now you can only conclude black lives don't matter. And they're yelling about the one, blaming six police officers for the murder. And we don't even know the cause of death yet, weeks and weeks later. And those 80 deaths by blacks in the black areas with all the poverty problems heaped on it, and he's using those numbers to make his case that your rights should be squelched because people get hurt because they misuse this almost holy instrument, firearms, that keep us safe, control crime that we want the police to have. It's insane. The arguments, the other side makes things up.
Well, of course they do. That's Alan Corwin. The Alan Corwin Experience continues here right after this. I want to ask you a little bit about the administration, new headline prepping, some new gun regulations. Here we go again. Alan Corwin Experience continues right after this. We'll get some logic here when we come back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double action, single action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Obama, coming back after your guns. Nobody, I'm not going to take anybody's guns away. Yeah. The Justice Department is planning now to move forward later this year with over a dozen new gun-related regulations. There's that word again. And this is according to a new list of rules. Rules. Do you hear me, children? That the agency has proposed to enact before the end of the Obama administration. And I'm talking about the Justice Department. What's that new? It's not Eric Holder anymore, is it? Look her up. The regulations range from new restrictions on high-powered pistols, gotta love the language, to gun storage requirements. I don't know of any low-powered pistols, by the way. Chief among them is a renewed effort to keep guns out of the hands of people who are mentally unstable or who have been convicted of domestic abuse. Gun safety advocates, the piece I'm referring to here, is what they call those who are seeking reforms since Sandy Hook a couple of years ago. Alan Corwin, let's talk a little bit about this briefly in this final segment we have together, because you and I have known this was coming for a long time, and we know that this will not be the final story about gun regulations when it comes to Obama before he thankfully departs office in the near future. Your thoughts on this?
Let's do something here on the Alan Corwin Experience, Mark. I was going to do this in print in a couple of articles I have coming out, but I'll do it on your show. I'm going to introduce a new term into the debate here. There's a point between unarmed and disarmed, and that's subarmed. They figure if they can limit the arms we have, reduce the power of the arms, limit the magazine capacity, and let you have only small bullets that only shoot a few at a time at a very slow speed that don't hurt anybody, you've been subarmed. There's this point between disarmed and unarmed and armed that is subarmed, so that you're subliminally not fully armed, you're subarmed. You have one small gun that doesn't shoot fast. That's what they're doing. These bullets are too dangerous. These bullets might hurt somebody. These bullets are too effective, to have too long a range, too much power. I tell you, you shoot anything at a police officer, you should go to jail. As long as the police officer is acting lawfully and you're doing something criminal. So it doesn't matter if you use green tip ammo or big ammo or low ammo or this brand of ammo or that kind of ammo. Doesn't matter. You mean if I use a small bullet and shoot at a cop, I get less of a penalty than if I use a big ammo? That is nuts. And people are so brainwashed, they go, yeah, we got to ban this dangerous ammo. No, they're subarming you. They want you. They can't disarm you because you'll have a revolt on your hands. You'll have a revolution if they try and disarm you. So they're trying to subarm you, and you won't notice.
Well, their ultimate goal, as you and I both know, this is the only logical conclusion that can be drawn from watching their attempts over the years, watching their MO develop, and listening to how they're working towards their incremental steps.
That's right.
Of what they expect to be and what they fully anticipate accomplishing, and that is eventual complete and total civilian disarmament. That's nothing they discuss is possible without that end game seen through to its conclusion, and anybody, again, logically thinking can understand that. The Gun Owners of America is quoted in this piece. Because here, Alan, they're now talking about, their buzzwords and their keywords are mentally ill and domestic abusers. And this is first from Obama. He says, we can respect the Second Amendment while keeping an irresponsible law-breaking few from inflicting harm on a massive scale. Now, he's talking about, these are their new buzzwords. This is where they tug at the low-information voter. And I'll just say it on this program, stupid, that they count on to enact their agenda. And by that, I'm
ignorant.
Referring to...
Not necessarily
ignorant,
stupid, but ignorant.
Well,
ignorant in the sense that they don't know. They might be reasonably bright, but they don't know, so they play on their lack of knowledge.
Well, I'll go a step farther. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity.
Okay.
And those who are ignorant and don't follow through to give themselves and gain the knowledge necessary to stop being ignorant are stupid. But we could argue about that all day. Let me go here. These buzzwords, mentally ill, okay, and domestic abusers, Michael Hammond from the Gun Owners of America reminds us, quoting, that could be a person who spanked his kid or yelled at his wife or slapped her husband.
That's right.
This is someone who's been accused by someone with an agenda.
That's right.
It's just another segment that they want to disarm. Go ahead.
You're right. They'll use anything. If you took a drug, if you did anything that was a little out of the ordinary, they want you unarmed. I don't know if I expressed it right before, because it's the point between armed and unarmed or disarmed, that point between the two, they want to reduce your capacity. They want you subarmed. They're looking for anything. And this mental capacity thing is a big camel's nose under the tent.
Very dangerous.
Big, big camel's nose. Anything they can say, oh, you yelled, you spanked your child. Spanking used to be a way to legitimately discipline a child. Now, if you yell at a child or spank them or hit their hand away from something hot, you can be charged by somebody. And this idea that without due process, somebody can complain about you, and without your knowledge, they can issue papers that say your entire collection can be removed. You can be disarmed by paperwork at a distance with no knowledge. This is ridiculous. Even the background check, they're claiming 2 million people have been removed from the firearms world because they were denied guns in a background check. Are they really criminals? Did they get a trial? Were they denied legitimately? Has anybody checked into this at all? Were any of them arrested? Were any of them arrested? 2 million people were denied firearms. Does that mean we identified 2 million criminals?
I believe the number is 42. I believe there were 42.
Out of
prosecutions.
I have a paper on that at gunlaws.com, and I'm working on another one. They say this is stopping crime. How many criminals have not been armed because of the background check? Right? How many of the gangs, how many of the people we want to stop, how many of the blacks who were murdered in Baltimore were saved by the background check? That's the test. Not that they denied all these people their rights by a clerk in front of a computer in Clarksburg, West Virginia. That's not the test. That's the denial of rights without due process. Now a pimply-faced kid sitting in front of a computer for a low wage who got his job through the New York Times, sitting in a cubicle, denies you your rights. And that's it. And you're a statistic. Did you actually do something wrong? Did they stop?
Well, you know, Alan, they're going as far, the mental health aspect now. And what I want to make very clear to you when you're listening to this conversation, when you think about it, they're talking about an individual who has, for example, might be depressed. He's having problems with his wife and his relationship is falling apart, and he goes to a counselor. You're mentally ill. They're going to take your guns. It's going to have to be reported. Due process? That's anti-American. That's anti-American. We can't let it happen. Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. Thank you so much,
Mr. Corwin, for being here on Armed American Radio. I see you.
Can't wait. Armed American Radio continues. We have Anthony Cumia, the other half of the former Opie and Anthony show, along with Neil McKay, Washington, D.C.'s Armed American Radio editor. He will be here. And I tell you every week when I close out this broadcast to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. There are dinosaurs out there. We'll be back right after this, filling your prescription for freedom.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.